Hello, this is Nyamka, and I want to thank you so much for joining me for this episode of the Rebranded Christianity Podcast. And the title of this episode is Angelic Monster, The Church and Christopher Columbus. So before I jump into this episode, I do want to encourage you, like strongly encourage you to check out my website, nyamkaward.com. Once again, that's nyamkaward.com. And on my website, I have all of my YouTube stuff up there, my podcast, my blog, information about me and what Rebranded Christianity is about. So I would love for you to go to my website, nyamkaward.com, check that out. On the website, you can also contact me through the website. So if you have any questions, concerns, comments, you can send them to me there. And also, if you would be interested in having me speaking at your event on your podcast at your church, I would love for that to happen. So you can contact me through the website as well. If you're active on social media, I'm on Twitter and Instagram, and both my Twitter and Instagram handles are at Nyamka Ward. Okay, so check me out. Love to hear from you. Let's jump into this episode of Rebranded Christianity, which is entitled Angelic Monster, The Church and Christopher Columbus. So I've been wanting to record this particular podcast episode for about a year. Okay, and I don't know why it took me so long, but I'm here now. Now is the time. And as I'm recording this podcast, it is the day before Columbus Day in the United States. Columbus Day is tomorrow, October the 12th. I'm recording this today, Sunday, October the 11th, 2020. So before it became popular to believe that this holiday, because Christopher Columbus Day is a federal holiday in the United States, and it has been for a while now. But in recent years, and especially this year, what has happened in the United States over the summer this year, people really have a serious issue with celebrating this holiday because of what Christopher Columbus did in his lifetime and how he brutally and violently mistreated people, that he truly has no business having a holiday being celebrated for him. But long before it became a sort of issue of the day to really have an issue with this holiday, I had an issue with it. Many years, me being a Christian, I had an issue with this country celebrating a holiday for a man that in his lifetime brutally mistreated people and was, for everything that I'm aware of, he was proud of it. He was a proud, murderer, rapist. He was proud of what he did. It was who he was. So before it became popular for this holiday to sort of have, for people to have an issue with it, I always had an issue with it. Okay. And in 2018, I wrote a blog about how I felt about this day. It is entitled Tears, Blood, and Sorrow. And you can check it out on my website under the blog section. So why am I, what is the reason for this podcast today? What I want to address and how this podcast came about was my issues with the church, okay? With the church justifying Christopher Columbus, okay? And why I stated that this podcast is about a year in the making is because a year ago now, in this time frame, a year ago, I had conversations about the blog that I just referenced in a Christian setting with Christian people. And I was just shocked to hear how some of the people were actually hardcore justifying Christopher Columbus. And it wasn't a justifying that it was like denying the evil that he had done. It was just basically saying because of what he did benefited other people, it's okay. And that just disturbed me. And then I also had somebody bring forth what I call the Great White Hope narrative, that they directed me to read a poem about how through Christopher Columbus coming to the New World and that opening the door for the Europeans to come over here and introduce Christianity to the Native Americans, that's what we should be talking about and not what actually happened to them, which is the Great White Hope narrative. So I had these conversations last year and it really bothered me. It did, because it just took me back to just years, you know, up until this year, of hearing Christians and people in the church just justifying behavior from these, you want to call them colonizers, explorers, quote unquote, founding fathers, that was just evil behavior, and just justifying it because that they believed that a benefit came out of it for them. So it was okay to mistreat this other group of people because it benefited me. And that's the consistent theme that I hear. And then also hear that theme of just justifying the behavior because, you know, the indigenous people, the Africans, you know, they weren't Christians. So it was okay. As long as the missionaries were involved, it was okay that they were raped, beaten, enslaved, had their land stolen from them because Christianity was given to them. No. It's not okay. And we're going to delve into this and talk about this. Okay. But one of the things is I want to start off with a scripture reference. So my scripture reference is John 10:10. John 10:10 says, "The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. I came that you might have life and that you might have life abundantly." Okay. John 10:10. That is the foundational scripture for this podcast. Okay. Why is that the foundational scripture for this podcast? Because in that scripture, Jesus separates the works of darkness from what comes from him. Okay. So he's saying to steal, kill, and destroy is a work of Satan. When you see stealing, killing, and destroying, then you know that that is coming from the kingdom of darkness. When you see life coming forth, that is coming from the kingdom of light. That is coming from God. That is coming from the Spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ that is upon this earth through his children. Okay, so how do we separate if something is of God or if it's not of God? Jesus gave you the answer. So if you are a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, which if you are a Christian, you're saying you are a disciple of Jesus Christ, you are his follower. And if that is true, then you can never look at anything in history, in modern world history, you cannot point to things and say, well, if stealing, killing, and destroying was involved, that's okay. Jesus was involved with that because something good came out of it for me. No, he wasn't. Now, God can turn everything around for the good, but he doesn't have to do it. He has nothing to do with evil. And there's another scripture that says, let no one say that when he is tempted by God. God doesn't tempt anyone with evil. Do not connect anything that is evil to the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay. Now, in the life of Christopher Columbus and what he accomplished in the quote unquote New World, was there stealing? Was there killing? Was there destruction involved in his works and what he was doing? The answer to that question is yes. Absolutely. And Christopher Columbus was proud of the things that he was doing. He was proud of it. This was part of his personality, his character. Okay. And so if, why would you as a Christian want to justify somebody like that? This Christopher Columbus was a proud rapist. He was a proud enslaver. He was a child sex enslaver. He was a man that mangled men, women, and children. He was a wicked man. And he was proud of it. There is no way as a Christian, I don't care what country you're in, what your heritage is from. There is no way that you justify somebody and you try to deify someone that treated people like that. The very crown that commissioned his voyages, the Spanish crown, actually put him in prison because his behavior was so, it was deplorable. That even the people that were benefiting from his voyages or were attempting to benefit from it, put him in prison themselves in his lifetime. And I know that we use this expression of, oh, you know, that's just by today's standards. But no, it's by biblical standards. And by the biblical standards predate his existence. And he was very much aware of them when he was alive. We have to stop having this concept of if this early person in modern world history, if their actions benefited me, it's okay that they violated groups of people. That is not of God. And we have to stop it. Jesus said, John 10:10, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. I came that you might have life and life more abundantly. Let what you're classifying as a work of God and the foundation of God and the works of Christ, let that scripture be your guiding principle and don't ever step away from it. There's another scripture reference that I want to give you, and it's found in Proverbs chapter 10, verse 20. And it says, the blessing of the Lord makes one rich and he adds no sorrow with it. And I'm going to say that again, Proverbs 10, 22. The blessing of the Lord makes one rich and he adds no sorrow with it. Okay. So what that's basically saying is that, listen, when God is doing a good thing in your life, when it is the work of God, and that connects to John 10:10, when God is doing a good work in your life, he's not going to sort of do the bitter and the sweet. He's not going to bring destruction in life. No, God is a God of life. And that word life is Zoe. That means nothing missing, nothing broken. It's complete. Okay. And so we have to get past this whole concept of, you know, Christopher Columbus' actions benefited me. It opened the door. And I had someone tell me that, you know, his actions, I view, and this person knew, they knew what Christopher Columbus had done. They knew that the evil things that he had done. And this is a Christian. And despite the evil things that this man had done, they still looked at me and told me that he was mostly an angel because his actions enabled the new world to be opened up to the Europeans. So because his actions opened the door for people in Europe that I guess were being subjected to those sort of immovable social systems over there at that time, his actions opened the door for them. He's mostly an angel. It doesn't matter what he did to the indigenous people. I literally had a Christian person tell me that. And this was in the light of knowing what he had done, that he was still, to them, he was still considered mostly an angel. An angel. I mean, can you believe that? Because what he did benefited them, opened the door for them to live a better life in the new world. And when I say them, I'm talking about their lineage. And I just looked in amazement. I really did. I had another person tell me, and this is another person that I believe they were a Christian because we're having the conversation in a Christian setting. And they had said to me that because Christopher Columbus helped the Jewish people, or he helped Jewish people, it was okay what he did to the indigenous people that he encountered. It was okay. This person even used the Bible to say, you know, bloodshed is in the Bible. So it's okay that Christopher Columbus, you know, raped and enslaved and was a child sex enslaver and would mangle men, women, and children because he helped Jewish people. And I sat there and I was so stunned after that conversation because I thought to myself, now the same type of justification was used to justify the Holocaust, that hurting Jewish people in Germany would help the Germans. And I'm sitting here listening to this woman who is saying she's of Jewish descent, using the same type of evil justification to justify Columbus's behaviors that was used by the Nazis to justify their behaviors. And you see how evil keeps being justified against groups of people throughout history because everyone looks at it like, oh, well, this just, it benefited me. So, you know, everything's fine. He did something to benefit me. And, you know, the Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 14, that the devil disguises himself as an angel of light. Okay. And what that basically means is that you can have people that they have evil intentions, absolutely evil intentions, and they're going to cover up those intentions by doing some good deeds. Okay. But at the end of the day, as it says in the next verse in 2 Corinthians 11, 15, that when it's all said and done, their evil deeds will show you who they are. Okay. Every evil leader in modern world history has done some good things for a group of people that we could point to. You could justify a monster. You know, that's where I got the title of this podcast from, Angelic Monster, from my friend who referred to Christopher Columbus as an angel, mostly an angel is what she said, because she was saying, because what he did benefited a group of people, it's okay that he hurt another group of people. And if we're honest with ourselves, that's why people justify Christopher Columbus and they celebrate him, because he made it possible for you and your lineage to get over to the new world and live a better life than you could live in Europe in the old world. And that is beyond disturbing. It is beyond disturbing. And the thing is that, as I stated, and I'll go back to earlier, every evil leader in modern world history, they have always done something good to deceive people. That's the verse. The devil disguises himself as an angel of light. And to disguise yourself as an angel of light when you are a devil, it means you're doing good things to cover up and to prepare people to accept you so that once you get in that door, you can do the evil that you intended to do all along. Okay? So we have to stop. We have to stop justifying and celebrating a man that he did such evil things to people because we just view it as, oh, okay, you know, it benefited us. So, you know, it's okay that what happened to the indigenous people, the Native Americans, it benefited us. We have this great country here because of that. So it's okay. No, it's not okay. It's not okay. Regardless of where you're at and what you have, evil is never justified. Okay. You cannot say that you know, taking something from this group of people, enslaving this group of people, killing this group of people, taking their land is okay because it benefited us. No, evil is never justified. It is simply evil. As Christians, as the church, we can never be hypocrites, and we have to stop idolizing these colonizers, explorers, and quote unquote founding fathers who committed heinous crimes against humanity because you think it benefited you. That has to stop. The Native Americans are not just some collateral damage on the road to the New World. How they were slaughtered, raped, and diseased, kicked off their land, was wrong. And the people who championed that behavior, who sought to treat them like that and get rid of them, were evil. Period. Period. It stops there. And we also have to stop using what I'm going to call these morality or religious justifications to say, oh, it's okay. And because I see this all over social media on Columbus Day, and I hear it from Christians. Oh, you know, the Native Americans were cannibals. Well, actually, very few of the Native American tribes actually engaged in cannibalism. Historical fact, very few of them were. And also, if you're going to use, you know, the evils that are committed amongst a group of people to justify mistreating them, which is not of God, but if you're going to use that, then wipe out the whole world. Wipe out the whole world. But we're not using that for everyone. We're just using that justification when it benefits us. We also use the justification that, you know, as I referenced earlier, that great white hope narrative that, you know, the Europeans brought Christianity around the world. So as long as a missionary was involved and converted people to Christ, it's okay that we enslaved, that we stole land, that we raped. No, it's not okay. And I'm going to tell you right now, and I've said this in prior podcasts, the number one reason why I hear an intelligent, educated person who is somewhat open to faith and religion say that they don't want to have anything to do with Christianity. You ready? The number one reason is because the church, Christians, keep connecting Jesus Christ to the evils that were involved in discovering the New World and establishing the Americas and establishing the United States. They're just like, how can a God that loves people, that says that he is love, how can a God like that, who describes himself as such, be connected to the evils of what happened in the exploration of the New World and the discovering of the Americas and the establishing of the United States? No, he doesn't have anything to do with that. But because we keep connecting God to these evil deeds, you have people that they don't want to have anything to do with Christianity. They don't want to have anything to do with Jesus Christ because they're, you know, just the human mind has enough awareness to know, regardless of what they know about the Bible or not, I don't want to have anything to do with a God that was involved in such inhumane behavior towards groups of people that they just could not, they couldn't do anything but basically be wiped out, be enslaved, be mistreated. God doesn't have anything to do with that. But it's because the church keeps connecting, intertwining Jesus was with Christopher Columbus. Jesus was with the founding fathers. Jesus wasn't involved in what they were doing. This stuff was evil. Stop connecting Jesus Christ to these things. He said, John 10:10, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, and I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. If stealing, killing, and destroying is involved, Jesus has nothing to do with it. And if you're listening to this podcast and you're like a skeptic, you're not religious, and you do have an issue with Christianity because of hearing Christians and church people constantly connecting Jesus Christ to this type of horrible, inhumane historical behavior, I'm here to tell you he didn't have anything to do with it. Okay, nothing at all. And I want to point out something. this episode of Rebranded Christianity Podcast, it isn't anti-American. It isn't unpatriotic. It is the gospel truth, period. And if this truth offends you, I'll tell you what Paul says in 2 Corinthians 10:5. And listen to this closely. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. That is 2 Corinthians 10:5. Why did I just read that? Because if I'm giving you scriptural truth and you are still, no, that's not right. No, that's not true. No, that's not true. That's idolatry. It's just that simple. And there's a lot of things that I've noticed in the church that we're connecting an allegiance to our country with being a Christian. And that is idolatry. If something is prohibiting you from aligning yourself with the word of the Lord and the word of Christ, that is idolatry. And you need to cast it down with the word of God. Everything that I have spoken this evening on this podcast is in line with the word of the Lord. It is gospel truth. It is biblical. And if it offends you, then you need to get your heart in line with the word of God and get those idols out of your heart. Now, the final thing that I want to say is that we have to stop engaging the people indigenous to the land now known as the Americas as if it was okay for them to be subjected to the inhumane treatment that they were subjected to. Your humanity is not superior to their humanity. No one, under no circumstances, would want to be subjected to the treatment that that group of people was subjected to upon contact with the Europeans. And I've read that some historians say it is the worst tragedy in human history what happened to them upon contact with the Europeans as part of the New World exploration and everything that came from it. We have to stop relating to them like it's okay that it happened to them because it benefited us. It is not okay. And no one's humanity is superior to another person's humanity, where you can look another person in the eye and say, it's okay for you to be subjected to treatment that I don't want to be subjected to. No, it's not okay. And that's not an opinion. That is the truth. So on that note, I am going to wrap up this episode of Rebranded Christianity. And as I stated earlier, I encourage you to check out my website, nyamkaward.com. Check out the website, has all the information on there, ways to get in contact with me. Invite me to speak on your podcast, on your blog, on your YouTube channel, or to speak at your church or event. So I would love to hear from you. And I hope that you have a great week. Bye-bye.